welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we continued our series studying Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, and we were in the second half of chapter 4. And I want to give you just one really simple idea for you to think about today as you're driving to work or whatever it is that you might be doing. And it's an idea that's related to our words, my words and your words. And it comes straight out of Ephesians 4, verse 29 in particular. And so the one idea I want to leave you with today is speak to give grace. That every time you open your mouth, or maybe you're on your smartphone, or you're at your computer and you're thumbing in something to blast out onto social media, or to type in something that's going to go out for people to see and to read or to hear, I want to challenge you to remember that in Christ, and we've been redeemed. And the Apostle Paul here commands us, those of us who profess the name of Jesus, I'll read verse 429 to you. He says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." And so I want to ask you a question that's really loaded and it has a really obvious answer, but I want you to think about this. Would your day be better if everyone you knew, including you, just did this? I mean, can you imagine going through a day and literally everything you read, it wasn't corrupting, but it was designed to build others up and to give grace? Can you imagine going through a day where you talk to your kids, you talk to your spouse, you talk to your friends, you talk to your roommates from college, you talk to anyone that your teachers, your coaches, whomever you talk to? Can you imagine going through an entire day and everything that everyone said to you was designed to give grace? Do you think our culture would be different? Do you think your day would be different? Do you think your family, your household, where you live and sleep and where you work, would it be different? And you know the answer is yes. And the truth is, God doesn't want you to control other people, and God hasn't given us the task of controlling other people. But God has given us a responsibility before Him as people who profess the name of Jesus to submit to His commands, even about our speech. And so I want to challenge you today, speak in such a way that it gives grace to those who hear. Speak in such a way that you are looking to build others up and not tear others down. And the great news is you and I in Christ have been redeemed by God. He has given us the gift of His Spirit. We've been commanded in the same passage to take off our old self and to put on the new. And so today, let's speak to give grace so that we might build up one another for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray together, please. Father in heaven, we praise You for Your word and how Your word, You speak to us. God, You speak to us through Your word. You speak to us in our hearts by the Spirit, and You speak to give grace so that You might build up Your church. And God, You have commanded us to do the same. And so Father, we ask that You would help us today and every day to speak in such a manner that it gives grace to those who hear, to speak in such a manner that it builds others up and it builds up the church. Father, we love You. We pray this all in Christ's name. Amen. We want to give You a moment now to pray on your own. God bless.